Hello, and welcome to this episode of Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast. Joining me in the studio today, I have a very special guest from the design side of the theater world. Go ahead and introduce yourself, if you don't mind.
Hi, my name is Elena Hamilton. I am a junior BFA design and tech major, and I am working as the assistant scenic designer for 6 inches Above the Knee.
Wonderful. Could you tell me a little bit about that show? What's the production process been like and kind of creating that?
So it is a new work. So we basically are starting from scratch. It's been a lot of communication with the playwright herself. Mm-hmm. Basically what I've been assigned to is one specific aspect of it. It's a bedroom. Not going to say much more what that
okay.
is. But I've gone through like 8 different drafts of what this bedroom would look like just to really hone in on what it specifically should be. It's like a 2013 is mm-hmm. the setting. So really digging back in time there. It's set in the South too. So I grew up in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Okay.
And they're located in Nashville. So it was very easy for me to kind of connect with that.
Yeah, I was going to ask, do you have any inspirations for kind of what went into the scenic design?
Yeah, I have a sister who's 5 years older than me. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of touched into what her bedroom would look like or like some of the brands she really was attracted to back then. So like Vera Bradley or Vineyard Vines mm-hmm. were some things I took inspiration for patterning for the bedspread or just some walls. But yeah, I touched into that. I also touched into, I had a childhood friend who was more upper class, and mm-hmm. that's kind of what these girls grew up with.
And that's so important, and I think a lot of people forget about what goes into scenic design.
Yes, because there's so many things. The outcome of a set could turn out so many different ways just from other people's experiences. So it all comes down to what that person has experienced themselves or what they think that the characters experienced in their lifetime.
And so could you walk me through that
yeah.
about the time and experience that goes into it, but also the work of digging in? I know we share a stagecraft class here, and just how much effort goes into it.
Yeah, honestly, it's a lot of reading and researching. Like, you have to reread that script so many times mm-hmm. just to catch all the little things. And I think it was Lisa Fischel, one of my professors yeah. in River Campus. I have her script analysis. And she said that you really don't understand and fully digest things until you've reread it about 3 to 5 times.
Right.
So it's really just going back and making sure you didn't miss anything or like trying to understand it a different way if you interpreted it one way originally.
Mm-hmm.
It all comes down to reading the script. That's the most important thing.
Right. And with the script, has it been, I guess, enriching experience to work so closely with the playwright as well?
It has. And you just see how many variations it goes through, especially mm-hmm. with new work. It's constantly changing. It's never the same. So there have been things in the script that have changed and adapted. So I've had to change some of the things I've done
right.
to make it fit the new concepts of the script that's going on, which I personally found really cool because I was like, wow, my draft 1 and like draft 10 by now are completely different.
Right. And it's like, I'm sure it's so fun to look back at that process, but the process, I think, would be entirely different than if you were like, okay, here's a staple show, here's, you can't take it with
yes.
you, or things like that.
Well,
that's like
things
a standard.
That have already, like, you have something to work off with
mm-hmm.
that, because there have been original productions of that, but technically we are the original production, so
right.
it's us that we'll be basing things off of. Things that I think are really cool that the audience might not even really realize is just the small little details about it, or like the small changes that made it just right in
mm-hmm.
their eyes.
Yeah, that's my favorite part about being able to get into the scene shop and things like that.
Yeah.
I've been lucky enough to have a theater minor in getting to see those little bits. Like, some things you can't see from, you know, the back of the theater, but there's a brushstroke that you know has gone into it in this
yeah.
particular angle or this particular way. Nothing really that small, but the behind the scenes process is just so fascinating.
Yes, yes. I do like the point with that, especially like for this set, there's a lot of, it looks really correct from a distance, but if you look at it up close, the angles of that bedroom, like it's raked, so
mm-hmm.
it's not a normal bedroom. Everything had to be adjusted because it's on a slope.
Right.
So I do like that point there.
So you're in here and you're working on it and you're like, it's wonky.
Right. Had to angle a shelf about 45 degrees because if it was correct and actually, what's the word? True to...
Like flush and level?
Yeah, yeah. If it was level, then it would look so incorrect with everything in there.
Mm-hmm. And I love that. Ah, so cool.
We're about out of time. So I always ask, is there anything you'd like to note about the creative process, about working on this show?
The only thing I will note is I really want to say a thank you to Kathy for working so hard with me and answering all of my questions for everything. She really helped me through this process and made sure, like, it's okay to ask questions. It's okay to order this many things and maybe some of it won't turn out.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you so much for coming in with me.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and I will see you next time.